Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And we see, we get introduced to him cutting people's faces off at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's very, pretty crazy.
Yeah, very, very Leatherface-esque.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Sincast, presented by CinemaSins.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Sincast. This is Chris Atkinson from CinemaSins, joined by Jonathan Watkins from CinemaSins.
Hello, hello.
Today we're going to be doing a mini-pod.
A Robbie pod.
Or yeah.
Harley pod.
Yeah, why not? of Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Is that what it's actually called now? I'm so confused.
That's what it was originally called, and then there was a big news story that it was being changed to just Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn, colon, Birds of Prey.
I don't know what's going on in film today. We're going to record a podcast after this that had a situation much bigger than that, but, you know, they had to go in and redo a bunch of shit, and I don't know. It's just weird.
But, yeah, they changed. I don't know if they officially changed it for anything, though, because I went on Fandango last night because I didn't know what they had changed it to.
Yeah.
And I assume that Fandango would show a different title, but they don't. And then I read some news stories that said they didn't change the title. They were just changing certain search options for people so that when people typed in
now.
Harley Quinn, that they'd get it. So I don't know. I believe in the IMDb, and the IMDb shows
absolutely
the original title.
Well, I just saw last night, literally, so they definitely didn't go back in and change the title screen or anything.
No.
It's
just like Edge of Tomorrow. They didn't change that to Live, Die, Repeat.
Exactly. But I love that. I actually love the title. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's cool. It fits with the style of the movie. So.
It does. So, yeah, I had no expectations going into this movie at all. I think it's essentially a mess, but I love Margot Robbie in it.
Margot Robbie is great in this role. I love this character. But I feel like now we have two instances of this character being a little wasted. This is way better than Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's not even close.
It is a billion times better than Suicide Squad.
And I will say, I really, really, really liked the last, like, 30 minutes. That's when I really started having a lot of fun. And when everybody finally kind of gets together. We'll get into this more in spoilers, but I think getting to that point is a bit messy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that, you know, because, I mean, Harley Quinn, I get why they put her in this movie, but if you're a Birds of Prey comic book reader, which I was at least in the late 90s when it started, I read it for a few years and really liked it. You know, Harley Quinn's not part of it. So they kind of inserted her into their origin story a little bit, which, I mean, she's a popular character. So, and they've already had her be successful in another movie. So it kind of makes sense.
I was actually wondering that by the end of this movie.
Yeah.
I was actually, I didn't know anything about anything that it was based on or anything. I when I go into some of these movies now, and I'm probably the target audience of people who outside of the comic books, because I'll go and I'll just assume this is based on something absolutely new.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it was based on, I didn't know Birds of Prey was an actual comic book.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the exact date, so I was looking it up. Around 96 or so, they did like some one shots and some miniseries with like, actually, Barbara Gordon was part of it. Commissioner Gordon's daughter was part of it for a bit too. She was Oracle. And they kind of did some stuff. And then I think 99 was when they started the actual series, which was Huntress, Black Canary, and whatnot. Mm. And it went on for about 10 years. And then they've had some other incarnations since then. I would not be shocked at all if we get a new series that Harley Quinn is in just because of this movie, because that's the way they do things a lot. But she was definitely not a part of it originally. The Birds of Prey were a separate entity. And, you know, but they kind of work together. And at least in this format, they do. I just thought that at the beginning, though, if we're going to get into some negatives, they had to wrap up the stuff from Suicide Squad. And, like, I didn't really feel like they had. I mean, I'm saying they, I guess they felt like they had to, like the whole Joker and Harley Quinn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they needed to do that. And that took up, like, a good portion.
Yeah.
Of the beginning of the movie that wasn't that interesting to me.
Yeah, considering that the DCEU is all over the place now,
yeah.
And there's not much connection. I don't know what they're planning on doing in the future with a lot of their stuff. I know Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out. I know they have The Flash coming out next year, but like Suicide Squad always seemed so distant from all of that. And so this, yeah, you're right. I don't think they needed to connect anything from Suicide Squad really to this.
And we're going to get another Suicide Squad movie. I mean, James Gunn's Suicide Squad sequel is coming out next year. So they could have saved it for that, if anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I just felt like that kind of took away from the other characters that we're supposed to be getting origin stories on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like they kind of had to rush all that. Because of all this stuff at the beginning, you know, about Harley. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. Especially, I think, Mary Elizabeth Winstead sort of gets short shrift in this. Because it takes forever for her to show up.
Yeah, and once she finally does, like once they start using her, she's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's great. And you know, it was good to see Rosie Perez back.
Yeah, that was great casting.
Hadn't really seen her since Pineapple Express. I'm sure she's done other stuff since then, but I had not. And then Pineapple Express itself was another movie where I was like, I have not seen her since.
Yeah, exactly. Since White Man.
Yeah,
no, probably not that, but it might have been
something close to that though. I kind of wanted to see these. I kind of wanted to see more of them too. Although, you know, you get a pretty good bargain out of this because Margot Robbie is really good as Harley Quinn, and she's. I don't know. This is just one of the. It's always a joy to see her on screen.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a movie star. I mean, she's amazing. Like, she might be my favorite current like actress. You know, as far as, you know, in the last like 10 years or whatever. I mean, ever since Wolf of Wall Street, which I mean, obviously that was her debut. But I mean, she just. I mean, you don't get moments like that often where they just immediately are like, "Oh, that's a movie star." You know, like when they first pop up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing really interesting stuff since then. I mean, with I, Tonya and Bombshell earlier last year and all that kind of stuff. But I think this is a really, really fun character. I think the movies don't really know exactly what to do with her though, because I think definitely in Suicide Squad she was a little more of a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, I think they kind of tried to want to make her, and that was kind of weird too, because I mean, you think about it, and like she's been with the Joker this whole time, and I mean, and she's crazy, and she's evil, and she, you know, has no issue killing people, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But then we're kind of supposed to sympathize with her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I almost wish they had made her the villain. Like mm-hmm. I think that's a huge problem I have with this movie. If we want to talk about like a big negative is. I don't know if it's Ewan McGregor or the writing, but I didn't care for the Black Mask character, mm-hmm. Which is really sucks because he's actually a really cool character in the comics, but mm-hmm. they just, I don't know. I didn't really enjoy him in this movie. He felt kind of like Joker light.
Mm-hmm.
He felt he kind of had that Joker stuff going on, especially there's that one really weird scene where he makes the girl get up on the table and... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
but I almost kind of, like I said, I almost kind of wish they had just maybe made her the villain of some sort and they were going after her. Just mm-hmm. much like Suicide Squad probably would have been better if Joker had just been the villain, you mm-hmm. know, and the, you know, but this is what we get, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and grade this then. I'm going to go ahead. I enjoyed this enough to give it a B-. It's it's like I said, it's all over the place. But the fact that Margot Robbie sort of just commands this character,
yeah,
and she's just always got this enthusiasm to everything that she says, and no matter how crazy it is and everything, I just really, really enjoyed watching her all the way throughout. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and you have Journey Smollett-Bell is great in this, and Rosie Perez. All these are really good performances. Like, the movie itself is probably somewhere around the C territory, but I think Margot Robbie elevated it.
I was definitely, like, C territory for a bit. But then, like I said, once they get together and they have to get together and start fighting, Ewan McGregor and his crew, it really came alive for me and started, like, everything just started kind of connecting and moving forward in a direction I like. So I'm in B minus range. I was B minus C plus, but I'm good with a B minus.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a slight recommend.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, I mean, one of the better DCEU movies, I think.
Yeah, probably so.
But I haven't really liked much of any of those.
It's not a very high bar.
No, for me, it's not, definitely. Yeah. I know there's fans out there. Even like Wonder Woman, I have a lot of issues with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But even then,
Wonder Woman is helped by the fact that there's one tremendous action scene in the middle of it.
Exactly.
And there's some good rapport between she and Chris Pine.
Absolutely.
And then there's some stuff, like, especially the whole, like, last 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's
CG, and there's a lot going on there that's kind of a mess, and just, yeah, kind of loses my interest. Like Wonder Woman, though, this was directed by a woman,
mm-hmm.
and Kathy Yan, and I think you can tell, and we talked about this, you guys have talked about this, I know, when you did your Justice League mini pod, the difference between way Wonder Woman was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get that with Harley Quinn in this, because think about Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad, where it's all sex.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's fine. I mean, I'm not knocking it by any means.
She's doing acrobatics in a cage. She's doing, like, stripper dance stuff at the club. Yeah.
And Margot Robbie's a beautiful woman. You're not going to be able to hide that.
Right.
But it's definitely, there's sexiness in this movie for sure, but she is shot completely differently.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a whole different angle that this movie takes, which is appreciated.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Let's move on to spoilers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
No spoilers!
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
Luke's father is actually Darth Vader.
What? She's the sister and the daughter.
They just
I'm reading the books.
So, what I'm getting at about the all over the place is they do this thing where Harley Quinn is narrating this movie.
Yeah.
And she's, like, telling her story, and then it's like she gets to a certain point, and then she's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to back up.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that can be fun and everything. But
yeah.
I was, like, for a long time, a little bit lost in this movie.
I was, too. Yeah, it's definitely, and it's not only her telling it, but, I mean, you see it from her perspective,
mm-hmm.
which I think they kind of use as a crutch, and a little, not a crutch, but I think they use that as a way to be able to just go batshit with this. Because, you know, you can, at first you're like, well, stuff like that wouldn't happen. But then you're like, oh, but this is Harley Quinn. You know, this is her scene,
mm-hmm.
and this is, we're watching it through her eyes.
For instance, Journey Smollett-Bell plays Dinah Lance.
Yeah.
And she is introduced during that first section And she's calling Rosie Perez, who plays, what's her character?
Montoya.
Renee Montoya. She's calling her and telling her about something that's happening that's of interest to her. Now, we haven't really gotten a good look at her character at this point.
No.
We don't know who Dinah Lance is really. We don't really know who she is. And then the camera is at such an angle at a locker room or something.
Yeah.
She's calling on the phone. And I was like, okay, we'll have to remember her later. So when she was introduced, I didn't even know it was the same character.
Yeah. And that's interesting because, I mean, like, I always wonder about that when I know about a source material. Because obviously, once they said Dinah Lance, I'm like, oh, that's Black Canary. I think she even calls her Black Canary, like, when she's singing. And so I knew who she was, but I can see that from a perspective of if you've never been a part, if you've never had anything to do with this franchise or this comic book, you would just be like, who the fuck is this? Why do I care who this is? Yeah, no, I agree. It's a weird way to go about it.
I was like, okay, I'm going to have to remember this character later. And then when it backs up and we get introduced to her as a singer at this club.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so another new character that we haven't seen yet. And then finally it got around to the point that I was like, oh, okay, so that's the same girl. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Ostensibly, this is about a stolen diamond.
Yes.
And of course, all the characters interweave in this very, coincidental way where... Yeah, so this diamond was stolen from this family. This mob family took the diamond, I guess.
Yeah.
Inside the diamond are the bank account numbers for.
I think so.
Like, I don't even know if this is even explored by the end because.
Not really. It almost
Harley sells the diamond.
Yeah.
And then doesn't say anything about there were bank account numbers inside of it or anything like that.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a MacGuffin, but it's not really a MacGuffin because it is actually, I guess, important. But I don't know, but that's just kind of how the way they treat it by the end of it.
Yeah, I felt like this diamond, the diamond's worth was its own. But then inside the diamond, there was something like billions of dollars worth.
Yeah.
That maybe she didn't know about. Maybe that's the point at the end when she sells it. That she didn't know that it's worth billions of dollars or whatever. But that's the reason why it's so coveted by the Ewan McGregor villain character who's playing.
Black Mask is the villain.
Yeah, he's Roman Sionis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we get introduced to him cutting people's faces off at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's very, pretty crazy.
Yeah, very, very Leatherface esque.
Yeah, exactly. And he does this thing where he cuts two faces off, and it's not graphic. You don't see it. You see a face, but you don't see it getting cut off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just kind of see him leaning in, and it's actually, I guess it's he cut it. I guess it's
Mr.
Zaz.
Yeah, it's the Chris Messina character.
Yeah, who's also a very cool comic book character that they kind of sideline in this movie, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Messina does a good job. I actually like him quite a bit. He was in Devil.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a lot of
Yeah, he is. He's in a lot of TV, especially, but he's in a ton of stuff.
There was
a
point there where you could see Chris Messina in just about everything you watched. But he's really good in this.
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun.
They cut two faces off, and then they're like gonna spare the last person, and then something happens where Sionis is like, I changed my mind. Let's cut her face off too.
Oh, it's a snot bubble.
She's crying.
He's like,
right.
Is that a snot bubble?
That's right. That's right.
But that's this movie.
Yeah. He's looking for this diamond, and the diamond it's been a week since I've seen this movie. For the most part, the diamond is with this pickpocket. Cassandra Cain has it. But she steals it off of the Messina character.
Yeah, because they go pick it up from, it's in the bank or wherever it is that they go. I don't remember. They just go to this place and they're on a street.
And then he stupidly pulls the diamond out and looks at it, which is, by the way, here's a mini rant in movies. I don't understand why every time somebody has something in their pocket that could incriminate them or like somebody could steal something or whatever, there's always a moment in the movie where they have to pull it out of their pocket and look at it.
Oh my God.
Like it's the One Ring or something. And it's, you know, and that's what he does. And
which you would never do in real life.
You would never do this. Even if you're stupid, you wouldn't do this. And then expert pickpocket as she is, Cassandra Cain takes it, and so she's on the run basically the whole time.
Yeah, and she was played by, what was her name? It was
Ella J. Basco.
Yeah, she was actually quite good. I don't know that I've seen her in anything else. She's only like
She's 13.
Yeah. She's very young, but she's pretty good. No, she's been in a few things, mostly television. She was on Veep apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But she's quite good in this.
So yeah, you have this just a lot of stories interweaving together and everything.
Yep.
Everybody's got some sort of connection to the story in some way. Either, like, for instance, the diamonds, the family that had the diamond, that was the Lance family, right? That was the because it was her that was it was Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah. Which her last name was
Bertinelli.
Bertinelli. Yeah, it was the Bertinelli.
Yes,
family.
It was her family that was that the diamond got stolen from, yeah. From that she starts learning all this, you know, mm-hmm. archery and stuff, and is all like Hawkeye.
She's the crossbow killer.
Yeah, she's the crossbow killer, and they keep trying to call her that.
That was actually legitimately funny when she kept trying to say her name, and then somebody would call her the crossbow killer or call her by her name.
Yeah.
She was like, "Damn it!"
And what does she end up?
She's the Huntress.
Huntress. Yeah, that's right. And everybody loves that, but they still call her the crossbow killer.
So
all these characters just keep on like sort of crashing into each other. There's a point where Harley Quinn is running away from everybody who wants to see her dead. We get to see their bios on everybody that wants and the reason why they want to see her dead, and she's running, and it's pretty funny watching her get out of these situations. There's several times where it looks like she's just definitely going to die, and she finds her way out of it. But eventually, she gets saved by the Jurnee Smollett-Bell character.
Yes,
who ends up being God. These names are so
Black
hard.
Black Canary.
No, she ends up being Sionis's driver.
Oh yeah.
And because she's the driver and everything, this is how the Rosie Perez character ends up running into her.
Yes.
Because she's in the same apartment as the person who was in there before that gave her information before. Yeah, I didn't get at all.
It was something like that. And Montoya, the character, Rosie Perez character, she's been trying to get Sionis for years, I guess. Or she's at least recently, you know, been interested in him. That's how she kind of ties into it.
I kept on wondering, is that how that really works? You've had a guy in your, like, giving you information this whole time. I guess this guy died and then, or got fired or something, the original driver. Because we do see what happens to the original
driver. Oh, yeah, that's the one, she breaks his legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Harley Quinn breaks his legs.
Yeah, breaks his leg. That's right, because that's that whole scene where, and so like she becomes the new driver, and then like but then she gets that apartment, and then Rosie Perez comes by and says, "Oh, I used to talk to this guy. Well, how about you? Do you want to talk to me?" Like, is that how that really fucking works?
And the Cassandra Cain lives in the apartments with at the same time. She crosses her on the steps and is like, "Hey, how you doing?"
So they keep doing that with the story. Everything is all these characters are related somehow.
And I mean, I guess Harley Quinn Harley Quinn and I guess Mary Elizabeth Winstead had the least relation, but then they end up tying in, you know, with everything else that's going on. And like I said, that's kind of the problem with this movie. I mean, you tried to explain it, especially after you've seen it from a week ago. I can't even imagine because I just saw it last night. And that's part of the problem with the movie. It's so messy. It takes so long just to get them together.
Mm-hmm.
But once they're together, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But getting to that point is has its moments, but it's a little crazy.
And picking up right from where 2019 left off, we have yet another scene at a carnival.
Yes.
Although it's not a working carnival, it's the old Joker hideout carnival that we've seen in so many movies.
Exactly.
But a carnival again, just unbelievable how carnivals keep showing up in movies. But what did you think about that whole ending where Black Mask brings all of his crew out there to fight them and everything? That's where I sort of started getting, like, bored with the
movie. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, it was fine. I did enjoy the spectacle of it, and I enjoyed the look of it. I liked how all the characters had masks. Like, because mm-hmm. you saw it early on, he had, like, this crazy collection of masks
mm-hmm.
from, like, all these different, like, you know, eras and stuff in the history of the world. And then so, like, when you get to this final scene, there's, like, I don't know, I don't know where all these people came from. At one point, he hires Harley Quinn to go find Cassandra Cain, which is another reason she gets involved. It's because she's trying to get her name cleared or get protection like she had with the Joker, which I don't know if we said that, but that's the whole thing. Once they find out her and the Joker have broken up, everyone that has ever had a beef with her wants to kill her
mm-hmm.
because they don't have to worry about the Joker, which seems a bit of a thin thing to me, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to do that. So she's trying to get Cassandra Cain. But then, just to make things fun, basically, he puts a $500,000 bounty on Cassandra. Mm-hmm. So then all of these other people come in and try to get her.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel, I guess those were those people, mm-hmm. I take it.
Yeah.
And they all have these masks on, and it's just kind of this fun, like, and then you just get to see the Birds of Prey, who now they become the Birds of Prey because of this. I guess they start fighting together
mm-hmm.
and, you know, kick everybody's ass. I don't know. I mean, as far as these DCEU action sequences go, like, I could tell what was going on.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun to follow. Mostly Harley,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's got, like, the hammer or the, I don't even know what you call that. I guess it is a hammer, but it's, like, the big one, like you do at fun houses.
Oh, yeah.
Or not fun, like at carnivals.
Like a mallet or something.
Mallet,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's having a lot of fun with that, and she's fighting. Because I don't even really know what Harley Quinn's strengths are. I guess the fact that she's nuts
mm-hmm.
and is just doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess so.
And actually, the only person that even has powers is Black Canary. Now, I will say that was odd, because in a movie where there's not anything like...
That was strange.
Well, and I mean, and that is actual and a thing. I mean, she has that sonic scream.
But we see it barely when yeah. she's introduced. She hits a note that breaks
yeah.
one glass.
Yeah.
I don't know if she should have broken other glasses, I'm assuming. But breaks one glass. And then, yeah, I remember when she comes out and does the scream thing. There were people audibly going, what?
Well, and it's like, and it's a weird, because in a movie where you don't have that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we know that in this world, there are characters that have these kind of powers, but in this specific movie, these are just fighters, you know, you've got a woman who's really good with a crossbow, but other than that, I mean, it's just basic mm-hmm. fighting and stuff. And I mean, it's not like Ewan McGregor, Black Mask, he doesn't have any kind of abilities.
No.
Like, he's just crazy, and mm-hmm. he's a mobster.
Yeah.
And he likes to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So it just felt really out of place. It would mm-hmm. be like the Flash just showed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and
well, and honestly, the entire DCEU feels this way to me because
yeah.
We as casual viewers or like mm-hmm. movie fans who aren't big comic book people come into these things, we're introduced into the universe with Batman. Batman has no powers. He's
yeah.
just rich. And so, like, he can create whatever he wants mm-hmm. and everything. And so Batman was so grounded in reality and everything. It was actually so weird when they started introducing Superman and Wonder Woman mm-hmm. and everybody into that. For me, I watched the Justice League cartoon
yeah, yeah, yeah.
when I was younger,
yeah,
but the fact that Batman's world doesn't seem like there's very many superpowers going on in Gotham at all, and then suddenly just bam, we're going to throw in a whole bunch of people who have
yeah,
like, you know.
They have a hard time as, I guess, juxtaposition. Yeah, they have a hard time like combining everything, I think, because they want to make it gritty and they want to make it realistic and they don't want to make it. They basically they don't want to make it comic booky. You know, they don't want it to be that way. But like but if you're not going to do that, then you throw something like that in, it just it doesn't work for me. It just comes off odd. Even I know that, and I knew she could do that. But like I just assumed they weren't gonna have her do it because it did. But then she does it, and I'm just like, well, that was weird. Like that didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why wouldn't she have been doing that the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. Like everybody wear earplugs, and I'll just do this the whole time.
Well, and that was another thing about that scene too. I mean, like, Harley tells everybody to cover their ears. And then everybody does except her. Harley like runs right through the like scream, and it doesn't affect her for some reason. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just stuff like that. Another thing, the Harley Quinn thing that bugged me too about this movie, and granted, this is from her perspective, so maybe that's part of this, but like there was this whole thing about everybody's looking for her. But then like you'll have these random scenes where she'll just be shopping at the grocery store. You know, and she's noticeable, you know, completely noticeable. She's Harley Quinn, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know who it was, but
yeah.
I don't know. Stuff like that kind of bugged me, and there were little things like that.
That happens a lot in movies, man. They just do this thing where someone is like super famous or they're on TV or whatever, and then there's a scene, a random scene with them like out and about, and you're like, there'd be people coming up to you at least.
Yeah.
You know,
even if it's somebody like wanting her autograph or something. But I mean, there'd be something, you know, somebody would mention something like, oh my God, Harley Quinn. And especially in the day of social media, I mean, you know, she'd be everywhere. She'd be on Twitter and, you know, Facebook and Instagram and whatever, people taking pictures and uploading them. But I don't know. It's fine. This movie is not trying to take itself too seriously. And it's clearly supposed to just be kind of this madcap type of thing. Overall it works. It's just it takes a while to get to it, I guess, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's anything else we really need to say about this movie. It was mildly enjoyable. And yes, miles better than Suicide Squad.
I would like to see a sequel. The box office isn't like outstanding, so I think it's enough to where they could probably bring these characters back in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they do, because I'd love to see more of all of them.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep.
All right, well, what did you think about this movie? Go to Sincast presented by CinemaSins on Facebook. We're also on CinemaSins Twitter, Music Video Sins Twitter. We're also on SoundCloud. We have a Discord. If you want to get on Discord, go on the Reddit page. There's a link on the right side of the page. Or you can go to the Facebook page, and I can give you a link in the private messages. Where can people find you, Jonathan?
You can find me on Twitter at SamLoomis13, and you can hear me most weeks on Behind the Sins podcast with Danae Hughes and Aaron Dicer.
All right, well, that'll do it for this mini-pod. It's Chris Atkinson and Jonathan Watkins. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Comment on our episodes on our SoundCloud page. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit. And be sure to visit CinemaSins.com.